This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a victory Monday. They won?
Yeah, man. Victory!
I don't know how much we're going to talk about that football game yesterday, though, although they did win it.
They did win.
Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Andy Bunker on this balmy Monday morning here in Atlanta. As obviously you did say, the Falcons did win the football game, closing
out
the season on a good note, you know, against their rivals. And the biggest Saints supporter in the world is in here with a Michael Vick Atlanta Falcons jersey on. Bijan Robinson. that I love so much. It looks good on you, my brother.
Who'd you lose a bet to?
Tara.
Tara. This is what she wanted.
Okay.
So my side of the bet involved zero clothes, and hers involved a green shirt.
There we go.
Tells us kind of where she's at with you then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, most men, that's what we want anyway. But, yeah, man, and then, you know, the decision has been made by Arthur Blank to relieve his head coach and general manager of the duties. I just feel like this decision has been made.
Oh, yeah.
This didn't happen after the game or anything like that. This is a decision that was made probably weeks ago, Andy.
Definitely.
Just let him coach out the season, and then we'll go on. And now you're in a situation where you're in the running for a coach and a gym. You got to go get one of those, present football operations, all that other stuff. Obviously, that's in the mix. And we know the names that are being floated out there.
We know who's going to be the president of football operations.
Yeah, we understand that. But they have to do their process of, you know, Rooney and all those different – Rooney Rule and things like that. But we're pretty sure that's going to be the role that that Matt Ryan will probably, you know, in whatever his role is. I don't know. That says the head coach, general manager, answer to him. And he has final say.
Mm-hmm.
On what?
Everything.
Like what?
I'll draft picks. They run on second down.
Matt Ryan's going to have final.
What flavor the Gatorade is on the sideline.
Right. So it's going to be a cluster again.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's going to be a cluster. Because you're telling me, and I understand, you know, the Zoom, whatever we just got off of, everything trying to explain stuff. You didn't explain nothing to me. You're trying to hire search firms. I understand they're used. All organizations use them. I get it. But you're telling me you're using one for one and one for the other. And why don't you just get one and then let that one hire? I this is going to be a cluster. Because it's the damn Falcons, it is. But I'm surprised. I'm not surprised that Terry and Rob were fired. Not surprised at all by that. I'm just surprised the fact that they're looking at Matt Ryan as the savior, and he's going to come in here and because it worked in one situation, it's going to work here in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the tricky thing when you talk about sports and trying to model and copycat somebody else's formula. You automatically think, well, it worked for them, so it got to work for us.
Yeah, and that has been
my
criticism of the Falcons' decision-making process for years now, which is it often is, oh, they did that, so we ought to try this.
Yes.
Oh, they did that, we like that, so we'll try to incorporate that here. The best teams, franchises, however you want to put it, build their own culture based on the people that they have.
Correct.
And the vision that they have for their franchise.
Correct.
And I'm sure that they look at other things. I mean, there's nothing wrong with sort of like seeing what has worked and learning from it. But simply trying to recreate what has happened in other places and then implement it here. Like, there is no such thing as a blueprint.
No.
Every team has a different way of doing it.
Yes.
Just look at the NFL right now. All the teams that are in the playoffs today have done it slightly different ways.
Yep.
And, you know, some of it will be sustainable and some of it won't be. Look, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to work.
It sounds like it's going to be a cluster.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it will be. Man. Maybe it will be. But I'm not going to allow the potential of that to detract from what I think they got right yesterday.
Yes.
Which is the owner saying pretty flatly, like, this isn't good enough. We have to do better than this.
Right.
I don't care that you did this pretty good or you did that pretty good or whatever. I'm not going to split hairs and try to pin blame on one guy. this is a collective failure.
Yes.
We have to fix it. Yes. Now, will they? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I hope they do.
I hope they
but
do,
But I'm not going to sit here today
with them making
the good choice that they made yesterday and say because they've failed in the past that they'll fail in the future. I hope they get it right going forward.
Yes.
Now, yes, some of the details that we understand about the process that they're using going forward seems a bit complicated.
Yes.
Seems a bit convoluted. Yes. Seems like there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe all those cooks will work together and they'll get it right. But what we do know is what they had was failing.
Yes.
And they got rid of it.
Yes.
Which is kudos to them for doing it quickly and not sugarcoating it and not dragging their feet like they've done in the past. Clean break, move on.
And you know the two obvious names, Ra and Terry, but then also it comes out that Rich McKay is in another position that he was already in, but he's still a part of whatever, man. Whatever.
Here's what we know about Rich McKay and his role with the Arthur Blank like conglomerate of corporations.
That's right.
He's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
And a big part of the reason for that is because he's too involved.
Yes.
Like I won't say too involved. Because he's doing a lot of things for the AMBSE group that Arthur Blank loves.
He's his confidant, man.
He's that, but he's the CEO.
Yeah.
He runs all the
stuff.
He's
not going to say, Arthur, hire this guy or not, but Arthur Blank's going to ask him.
Oh, sure.
He's going to ask him, just like he's going to ask Beatles. And I'm assuming that his son's going to have a bigger role also.
Then
you're going to do that. Then whoever the football guy is, operations, you're going to go through that process. That'll be the group of problems. But it's going to be other guys
outside.
Here's
what I'll give the Falcons credit for. Like, Rich McKay's not going to not be involved in the operation of AMBSE, which is a lot of different stuff, not just the Falcons.
Yes.
We're talking about the Falcons.
Yes.
Right?
Period.
And that's what we always try to make clear when we do this. No one's criticizing Arthur Blank's philanthropy.
No.
No one's criticizing the overall operational health of Arthur Blank's businesses.
Yes.
The Falcons football team isn't good enough.
No.
That's it. That's what we talk about here on this radio show. Not business success, not getting buildings built, not whatever. Like, we're talking about whether or not the Atlanta Falcons football team on Sundays go out there and put a competitive product on the field. And they don't. And
they
haven't. Because of that, the fans have taken their frustration all the way to the top of the food chain, which is Rich McKay.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Blank owns the team. Can't fire the owner. We understand that. I'll give the Falcons credit for realizing that Rich McKay's name is so toxic that they have to move him around.
Yes.
And that they can't have him be visible anymore.
Yes.
And that he'll be out of sight, out of mind, hopefully, for Falcons fans when replaced by a franchise legend and whoever else is in sort of that power structure. But like, they at least realize that he's not popular amongst the fan base.
I mean, eventually you were running out of people to blame, and so you had to. And I like your explanation of that is, just the toxicity. And I like Rich McKay. I think he's a good man. I really, really do. And I think he's been good for football himself because he's been around and done every damn thing. But yet, this is a process of now. Can you get it right? If Matt Ryan can get it done, then get it done.
Great.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Great. I just don't feel it will because I know this damn organization. Something will happen. Something will happen to maybe set this back. The biggest thing you got to do is you got to get the right damn coach. You got to get the right damn coach, the right coordinators. Okay, general manager, whatever. I don't know how they go about this process of hiring. When you look at a reputable GM who has options, does he want to answer Matt Ryan?
I don't know.
Does he want to answer it? Does a guy who has his choice of jobs in the front office to run football teams, does he want to answer to Matt Ryan?
Yeah, I don't know what Matt Ryan's name means in the grand scheme of things in the NFL.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm sure he's respected. Obviously, he was an incredibly good player and by all accounts a really good dude and did a good job broadcasting the last couple of years. And I don't know. I don't know that makes him like a shoo-in to be a great team president.
Yeah.
I hope he is.
I hope he is too.
But I don't know that he will be. But again, that's not, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope that by moving on from what was and putting him as the team president, ideally empowering him to have at least enough say to make the decisions that need to be made. I would imagine also when they announce Matt Ryan as the team president, which we assume will happen this week, Matt Ryan will then take over the process of the searches.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody works for the team right now.
I understand
that's
that.
Why they need search
fired.
Firms.
Yeah,
they don't have anybody.
Well,
who's looking for head coaches? The general manager? They don't have one. Who's looking for the general manager? The team president? They don't have one.
Right.
Nobody works for the Falcons right now.
That
except
we know
for the players.
Of. That we know.
That we know of.
Yes.
Yeah.
That we
right.
Know.
But like. Until they put Matt Ryan in there,
mm-hmm.
and Matt Ryan's been doing homework on general managers and coaches for a couple of weeks now, for whatever reason.
Hmm.
That's what was reported.
Well, I mean, if it's reported, I mean, this is one of those things where the back channeling and all those different things.
But that's what search firms
yes.
do.
Yes,
search firms
that.
Can back channel.
Yes, they can. They're not tampering.
They're allowed
yes.
to talk to the agents
exactly.
of coaches that work for other teams.
Yes.
That may be fired or moving on or want to move on or whatever.
Yes.
That. Who at Arthur Blank or Greg Beatles or Rich McKay or whoever is a Falcons employee cannot do.
Is this
they're allowed to tamper.
Is this
That's
an exciting time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Because
mm-hmm.
the newness of it. There's something new coming down.
When you can't be excited about what's happening right now, you have to be excited about the future.
Right.
There was no way that Falcons fans were going to be excited about a future that was coached by Raheem Morris and general managed by Terry Fontenot.
No question.
Not both of them.
No question.
So without knowing what is next,
mm-hmm.
you can at least be excited about the possibility of new.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. That's why I was asking, you know, as
because
far
you
as,
can't be excited about now.
You can't be excited about the process of what has just transpired over the last 8 years. Now, can you view it as a possibility? Because there's so many different things with this roster that needs to be done, everything like that. But that's not even top line right now. You got to find a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find somebody to lead this organization. Somebody that will, like you said, the culture needs to be changed. The inability
right.
to finish. The
yep.
inability to get the personnel right at the most important freaking position in sports. There's so much that has to go right for this team to get it. And it's going to be a process of it might not go as fast as you want it to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's automatically comes down, well, you got this guy, you got this coach, now go win games. Yeah, I understand that part about it, but it could be a process. It could be one of those things where I don't ever think it's going to get as bad as the Jets because that just has a stench of a black cloud over it.
Yeah, but the problem is they've gotten into that neighborhood.
They're there.
And that's what I like about Arthur Blank
yes.
yesterday was like, look, I'm never in a million years did I think my franchise
and he's
was going to
how does he now?
He's in his mid-80s.
Yeah. So he's in a rush.
Right. He wants to get this thing. He wants to get this thing on track quickly and win some damn football games. Get back to the playoffs at least and hopefully more than that. But that you just hit the nail on the head. All of the decisions that they make, hires that they make, coaching staff, all that stuff, it's vital. Like it's culture.
It's so important.
None of it matters if they don't get the quarterback right.
Nothing.
Because the only time this franchise has ever been anything more than what they are right now
mm-hmm.
is in the brief period of time when Michael Vick was electric and excellent.
Yes.
And then obviously that fell off.
Yes.
And then when Matt Ryan was one of the best quarterbacks
yes.
in the NFL.
And so he knows.
A 15-year period
yes.
of time when the Falcons weren't one of those teams
yes.
that you would include with the bottom seven or eight
yes.
teams in the league.
Yes.
And it was because they had really good quarterback
yes.
play. So everybody knows that. Like, but it's the hardest thing in sports to do is get a franchise quarterback and win with him. Like, everyone knows what it is.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they have Penix, and I don't know if Penix is that. I hope he is, but I don't know.
You don't know.
He's hurt right now.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Like,
and now
he's, that's the most important thing. Matt Ryan was so good
yep.
at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they only made the playoffs half the time,
yes.
by the way, because of this is the franchise that we're talking about.
Right.
Like, the best guy in the history of the franchise could only make the playoffs half the time. And he was so good that now he is in charge of trying to lead the franchise
right.
out of this abyss that they're in right now. I do think that that's a little bit telling about the history of the franchise. No offense to Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's a great player and probably be in the Hall of Fame and all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
But the fact that there's only one guy in the history of the franchise that was good enough to win half the games and now they're like, well, fix us.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Basically.
They're not another guy.
No.
Not one other guy.
I if you look at Arthur Blank, I've never given anybody more money than I've given this guy. All right? Now I'm going to give him some more money. All right?
And I'm not saying he can't do it.
I know. I am definitely not saying Matt Ryan can't do the job if he gets a job. I would never say that.
Yeah.
I would love for it to be true. I just don't believe it because it's the Falcons.
And that's what they have to change.
Yep.
It's the Falcons. That phrase,
yep.
It's the Falcons, has to mean something different in 5 years than it means right now.
Because
right now, it's the Falcons means you got eliminated from playoff contention on December 7th, one out. finished tied for first place in your division, and none of it mattered because you were eliminated from the playoffs on December 2nd.
Exactly.
That's what It's the Falcons means right now. They have to change what that is, and that's a change of culture, and that's hard to do, really hard to do. But at least they're willing to try. I'll give them credit for that. It was going to be a tough sell today coming in here at 11 o'clock and being like, well, maybe Raheem captured some momentum with the four wins. I'm thankful that we don't have to try to do that to you. All right. We'll get the phone lines open in about half an hour, 404-726-0929. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Monday morning. Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Again,
this is a business what we do, man. I know it's like fun for you guys to talk about it, but like those decisions always be made at the proper time. Those decisions always be made, utilize whatever's best for the Atlanta Falcons.
Do you expect to be back next year?
You know, my expectations is always to be back, right? And then I'm going to coach this football team as long as these allows me.
Yeah, there you go. That's the right answer. Yeah. And it came out a couple hours later that was it, that he would no longer be allowed to coach a football team. That's Raheem Morris in his final post-game press conference as the head coach of the Falcons. Goes out on a high.
Yeah, man.
Four-game win streak.
Team played hard for you. They didn't give in.
Definitely.
And, you know, the thing I feel bad about is that he won't probably get another opportunity to be a head coach.
Probably not.
And I just hate that that's going to happen.
Probably not.
Yeah, but
he'll be on a staff next year, though.
Oh yeah, he's a damn fine football coach.
Wouldn't be surprised if he coaches for the Rams next year or whoever.
He's a damn good football coach and everything like that. It just didn't work here,
yeah.
And he knew that. And we've always said this about this, you know. And I heard this morning. I mean, all coaches get fired. You know, there's not too many coaches Andy, that's never been fired. You know,
Bill Belichick got fired.
You know what I mean?
You know,
twice.
Like, yeah, and at the end in New England,
yes.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah, so it happens.
Pete Carroll
like
just
that.
Got fired today.
Yeah, Pete Carroll, Kevin Stefanski is out there now.
These are Hall of Fame coaches that get fired.
And so then you look at the GMs are out there, and I'm reading up on this, all the firings. Obviously, the Browns kept theirs. The Giants going to keep theirs.
The GMs.
Yeah. The main reason why is because of the young core that they drafted. Mm-hmm. And I think about that here in a position where Terry Fontenot, the young core that he's drafted, You got a freaking kid that's probably going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 10.5 sacks from a rookie, and your team interception leader was a rookie.
Yeah.
And Jalen Walker might be the best out of all of them.
Yes. So you got.
And Billy Bowman was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dorless popped. And,
yeah.
No.
So these guys that you drafted and everything like that, man.
That's true.
And that wasn't good enough.
Well, he also, you know. Signed Kirk Cousins.
And
to
there it is right there.
Contract.
There it is right there. There it is right there.
At the end of the day, it's not, we can do all this sifting through the draft record and the signings. At the end of the day, they're all judged on the same scorecard.
Winning.
And they didn't do it.
Yeah, but it's so crazy.
Dude's been the GM for 5 years and they haven't made the playoffs once.
It's crazy.
You gotta go.
It's the third damn coach.
In what?
That we've been on a show that's been fired.
Third coach fired, fourth coach that we'll cover.
Yeah.
Because we inherited Dan Quinn, and then it was Arthur Smith, and then it was Raheem, and now it'll be question mark.
Yeah.
Who
man.
Knows?
I don't know.
We're still here.
Yeah. God willing. It ain't our damn fault. No.
I'll say this. I hope whoever they hire next and the general manager too outlast us.
Yes.
I hope we do this show for 20 years and they do it for 25.
Yeah, man.
I hope they get the next Tomlin and whoever their GM
is. But it's going to be the process. I mean, the great organizations are, it's like your spine. You know, and it ain't no crooked, no fuses. Or nothing.
I've been trying to work. That's one of my 26s.
It's an aligning, Andy. It's an aligning where it starts, obviously, with the owner. Then who's ever underneath him, the president. Mm-hmm. And then who's under him, then the general manager, head coach. Coordinators, assistants, all that. You got to have a strong.
You know what the Falcons have?
What?
Scoliosis.
Yes. Yes. That was what I was going to say. Yeah. Because and right now, you're in the process again. They're interviewing guys because they want to get this president thing locked down, who we all assume. And if it's not Matt Ryan, I'll be really shocked. But hell, who knows?
Fricky made a great point last night when Conti kind of broke in live and did all the call ins with us. Fricky said the way we know it's Matt Ryan is that it was reported. And the Falcons haven't refuted it.
Right.
Like, anytime there's a report like that that isn't true, they're pretty quick to be like,
No
one's been corrected on that.
And then the other process, you know, and you know, I don't know how fast it is. I just want it right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's as big. I don't care how long it takes.
Either too high.
Your season's over.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Give it a – take that. Matter of fact, take your time.
There's no transfer portal.
Get it right.
Yeah.
You know, if there's somebody that you want that's on a rock, is currently coaching right now, then wait for him.
Wait for him.
You waiting for Dan Quinn?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, sure. If that's what you have to do, then you got to wait. And I understand there's certain, you know, and we'll talk later on as far as the roster and the coaching. Because I know a lot of people saying Albrick needs to stay and all those different things. That man's going to be in demand.
Yeah, man.
You think that Albrick's going to have a DC job, whether it's here in Atlanta, it could be in Washington. Yeah. If Saleh gets a job, he'll be in San Francisco. So he's going to have a job.
Yeah, he is going to have a job, and he certainly did a good job this year.
But
I don't want to underscore any of that. But like,
come on,
you know,
come on.
That's just not how it works.
It doesn't.
Like,
but I understand because it was. You remember who was it?
Yeah,
Ryan Nielsen.
Ryan Nielsen.
They need to keep Ryan Nielsen here, man. No. Let this man, and that's the biggest thing, and that's why I keep saying about the whole president.
That's how starved we are, though. Sorry to cut you off, but like, starved we are in this town. The 13th ranked defense, people are like, well, you better keep him.
Yeah, man.
He's the key to all of it.
Yeah.
They gave up 450 yards passing to Bryce Young.
Bryce damn Young. So let's stop it.
There's
right?
other coordinators. If he stays, great. I think he did a nice job.
I think he did a
great
job.
I'm just saying he's not the golden egg that people are making
about
to
but that's the thing about it. It's like, who do you hire if you get an offensive mind? Head coach. If I'm offensive minded head coach, if I don't have a DC in mind, I'll interview.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll interview.
Or if he's a coach that has a relationship with Ulbrich. Like I know the LaFleur brothers, both of their names have been mentioned. Now one of them's employed by the Packers as their head coach right now. Which maybe he won't be if they lose in the playoffs.
Really?
I don't know, but I don't know.
What the hell is going on with this crap nowadays?
That's the rumor.
Like he's in the playoffs every year, but you know, all right, whatever.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. Fire him, hire him here, and let that become our reality.
Yeah.
Where we get tired of being in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, These are the dreams I have.
Can I tell you the ultimate, like, most optimistic pie in the sky must have been drinking vision that I had about if Matt Ryan gets hired as the president of football operations?
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl is in Atlanta in 2028, right? 2029 would be January, February of 29. Right?
Okay.
Matt Ryan's the president of football operations of the Falcons. They get it right. They win the Super Bowl. And Matt Ryan hoists the Lombardi Trophy.
I would love it.
At Mercedes-Benz.
I love it.
As the black and red confetti falls from the rafters. And he finally, like, completes the destiny that almost was at 28-3. That's my vision.
I would love that, Andy. But hell, where's the Super Bowl at next year? Why can't you do it then? You know, two years after that.
Too soon, I mean, Andy. You gotta be patient.
Yeah, man. But I think you know when you let that process, I'll go back to the same answer. Final say on what? That's going to be my question when you talk about that because I do believe this that if you're looking at a general manager that has options, does he want to work for Matt Ryan?
If Matt Ryan has final say on his roster,
yes.
No.
No.
No one wants that. Everyone, no matter what job it is, if you're the head coach or the GM or the president, like you want to have as much control
exactly.
as you
can. Exactly. If you're a coach with options or a general manager with options, you mean to tell me you want Matt Ryan? I don't understand that part.
Help me out with this because like we have spent so much time in the city the last 5 years talking about who has final say on what, and who has to answer to who, and all that.
It's important.
I know,
but so
tell me what the proper structure is.
The proper structure is the general manager has final say on the 53.
Well, then what's the president of football operations do?
He's the guy you talk to who relays stuff to the owner. That's what it's supposed to be.
So he's just like a conduit.
Pretty much.
So why not make, if you're going to hire Matt Ryan to be the czar of stuff, be the president. Can you be the president of football ops and the GM?
Yes, you can.
We'll do that. Then.
Yes, you can.
Then he's answering to himself.
Yeah. Yes, you can. If you're the president, you can do what the hell you want to do, pretty much. But that's the structure that I would feel more comfortable with is that you let the general manager, then whoever like, but the head coach is really involved. Like you look at the Seattle type. Schneider runs everything.
Yeah.
But
he's earned that.
But he's
and he
earned
didn't
that.
At first.
Exactly. Pete was doing all those different things. Yeah. And then it went to, like, Pete went, then it kind of went, they were 50-50 and all those different things.
And now Schneider's the president and the GM.
So if you go out bizarre. And get, so if you go out and get a head coach, a proven head coach, I don't know how many of those guys are out there, but yet you get a guy who wants more control than you're willing to give if everything is the final say is Matt Ryan, that could be a problem.
Could be.
It could be a problem in the hiring process.
This is why I at least hope they get the hiring process right that they haven't in the past. Get the GM first.
Yes.
Matt and the GM work together to get the coach that they want.
Thank you.
That's what they need.
Not, hey, how are you doing? Hey, this is so-and-so. He's going to be a general manager. General manager, hey, this is your head coach. No.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. It's like the damn dating game.
Because remember, that's what it was with Fontenot and
Arthur Smith. Yes, exactly what it was. Never even met each other.
And we were like talking to Arthur Smith or Fontenot or both of them like in the weeks right after that. Yeah. And I was like, so what's your guys' relationship? And they're like, oh, we're really realizing we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Like,
That's what I'm saying.
I'm glad
when I keep hearing
I'm glad the first couple dates have gone
that's
well.
That's why when I keep hearing this dual search party, that's the first thing I think of. Like, okay, so, and I know the search parties does not do hiring. Right. They do not. They give lists
they give
and
list.
All this, all that other stuff.
They vet the candidate.
But you're sitting there telling me that you're going to mess around like you did last time and get a general manager that does not hire the head coach, and then you're like, here, y'all go make magic happen.
Yeah. I also
like,
know.
Come on, man.
I'm sure the Sportsology group that they've hired to do one of the two searches like has some wins in their track record.
I bet they had more losses.
I don't know. But what I do know is they were the ones in charge of the Atlanta United rebuild.
And that. And we see how that is.
It crumbled. It was awful. Yeah. It was like the worst they've ever been.
That's all I'm saying. It's like,
I know. Yeah. That's all I know them from.
And that's what they keep. Because
I remember I read that. I was like, wait, those are the guys who did the Atlanta United thing.
And you know what's so funny? Everybody keeps saying that. Yeah. They did the whole United. That's not a brag.
It's not a brag. They had to fire all those guys.
That's not a brag.
New people.
So for the people that keep trying to put that, this firm, oh, they help hire you remember the first time I heard, I said, oh, they hired Darren Eales. They're like, no.
No, the
other guys. I was like, oh, that's a brag?
The guys that lost all the games last year.
Get the heck out of hell out of here, man.
Okay. Look at that. You said heck. What was that? We're hecking now?
Brag?
All right. Phone lines are open, Falcons fans. Any direction you want to take it. I mean, there is a lot of topics. 404-726-0929. Load them up. We'll get to all of your Falcons calls next on Sports Radio 92.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle in which we will react to the final weekend of football games that were played in the NFL.
Kickers.
Boy, was that a fun game last night.
Damn kickers.
I know.
God.
I know. That's
real shame. The one thing that chaps my, you know what, behind it, Andy?
Ass.
Yeah, that is they keep saying that if it was a little closer, he was going to miss that kick regardless.
Oh, no.
He was going to miss that kick.
No, that was a mental
issue. Yes. He was going to miss that kick.
Yeah.
No, there was no question.
Who keeps saying that?
Oh, that was the report this morning where you're looking at
it wasn't even windy.
The TV nerds.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to miss that kick regardless.
When they showed the replay, I was like, all right, is there at least like some wind? The flags were dead, man.
I thought they were going to get a penalty because the dude jumped over the. I was like, oh, they're going to get a retry.
Did you see the video? Apparently, in the pregame, there was a local Pittsburgh area Catholic priest.
Yeah, man.
Flicking holy water on the end
dog.
Zone.
I didn't see that. That's back. You don't know them churches down in the south. Be having that anointing oil.
Okay.
Oh God, I remember damn Pastor Smalls and that damn anointing oil. She do that throwing damn olive oil everywhere, all over the damn place, all over the church, putting it on your face and making the cross, and then make you try to get the Holy Ghost and fall out. damn near break your neck because you won't fall?
You ever just pretend you got it?
No.
No.
I would never fake. I don't fake the fall for Jesus now. All right?
Because they'll know.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows.
Yeah, I don't fake the fall for Jesus.
And he doesn't fake the fall for Jesus.
No, no, I don't.
And neither should you.
Yeah, I don't fake the fall for Jesus.
You got to bring the real.
Yeah.
Hang on. I got to write that whole thing down. Don't fake funk for Jesus.
Yeah, man. Don't fake the funk for Jesus.
All right. There's one phone line available, shockingly. I can't believe that. At 404-726-0929. Falcons fans, we want to talk, as we always do, the Monday after Falcons game. Season came to an end yesterday. Look, if you want to talk about the game yesterday, fine. I'm glad the Falcons beat the Saints. They beat them twice this year. That's awesome.
Yes.
I think people probably want to talk about the bigger news that was made yesterday, which is that Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot have both been relieved of their duties. And one other item in the press release or in the statement from Arthur Blank, Rich McKay has been sort of reassigned
again.
Further, yeah.
Again.
Because it wasn't this a couple years
yes,
ago.
Yes, Andy, there was a press release that said yeah, Rich McKay
he's
was
no
going
longer
there.
A part of the football.
Yeah. He has no office at Flowery Branch.
Okay, we were just kidding.
Yeah.
Now he's really not involved in the football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Okay, we believe you this time. anyway, phone lines are open and full. We'll talk to Rico, who's in Cartersville.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I appreciate you taking my call. I want to chime in on this. Yeah, I appreciate that the Falcons did win. I kind of wanted to see Raheem for another year, perhaps. However, let me just do a hypothetical. I never was a fan of Matty Ice or Matt Ryan. And so the hypothetical is, what happened if he does come in and he is the operations manager, so forth? And Randy hit the nail on the head with this one. Who would answer to him, say, for example, a Rivera or a Holmgren? And I kind of liken this to, I never forget what Kobe Bryant said when Luke Walton became the coach. He said, how could he coach me? That's all I got to say. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Rico.
Appreciate it, Rico. Well, Rivera and Holmgren, they're not in coaching search.
No, I don't think they'll be involved
But I understand
search.
What he's saying. Established, yeah, right. Established coaches, I'm not saying they won't. I would never say that. But it's going to come up in the interview when sure. Okay, you answer to that, Ryan. Excuse me? Mm-hmm. You know that that Giants job over? You know that Cleveland job over?
Yeah.
You know,
everybody's got to answer to somebody.
Everybody got to answer to somebody. I do understand that process of it. That's why, you know, but more likely, that's why I'm saying get the GM first mm-hmm. and then let the GM and Matt Ryan together mm-hmm. go find a head coach. Now, the GM has to be somebody that Matt and I, Matt knows a lot of people in the league. I would never say that. And I know now doing the broadcasting, you get in to meet more people
sure.
and get in more, you know, and things like that. And he's going to have a confidant, too. You know, he's going to have somebody you know.
He's going to have people.
Yeah, he's going to have, you know, vice president, whatever. Sure. He's going to have a staff or whatever you want to call it around him to make these decisions. But that's my only thing is, like, when they keep saying final say, on what? Because I know that's what's going to be asked in those interview rooms.
That's what I would ask.
Yeah.
If you're interviewing me for the GM job, it's like, well, okay, well, what do you mean? I don't get to make this choice or what choice?
Yeah.
You get to make which – I have to run this by you. You're next to me during draft night.
Right.
Like all my scouts have to report. Like
yes.
What is the power structure? And if they don't like that, then they'll move on. If they like it, they'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like the thing about it is, I just hope that whatever it is made pretty clear. And then, by the way, Matt Ryan hasn't been hired yet.
Yeah, it's not.
Either. Like, that's not official. We just all are sort of working under the assumption that he's going to be the football operations. He's going to be the president of football operations. And, you know, once that is made official, we'll tell you for sure. But that hasn't been made official yet. Just in case anybody is confused by the way that we're talking about it. Whatever the power structure is, I hope it's made clear and we never have to talk about
Ever.
It again. I'm just like... I know that that's because of how bad things have been, and that's, you know, when the football is as bad for as long as it's been, you're tired of blaming the players. We understand you move your way up the ladder, and that's why Rich McKay has been mm-hmm. moved out of the sight of people because his name is so frustrating to Falcons fans. But, like, man, I don't want to talk about the power structure of the organization. I know that's the story right now. Like, don't get me wrong, and we'll cover it until they make it clear, but, like, you know. One of the hallmarks of bad franchises is us trying to figure out who's in charge.
Yes.
Norris is in
Monroe. He picked this guy. Hey, he didn't want this guy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
So I'll start this off by saying I just don't understand what the big holdup is with everyone with Matt Ryan and his career, man. Like, the best player to ever play for the Falcons. It's just a head scratcher for me. But moving on from that, honestly, it was all needed. It was definitely something that had to happen. No matter what the last 4, 5, 6 games, what the outcome was, you could tell the clock management, the game management, everything from A to Z was just all jumbled up. They didn't know the ABCs, if you ask me. So, like, at the end of the day, yeah, it had to happen. One thing I will say, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way that Terry didn't get a second shot at a head coach. I understand he made some boneheaded moves with Kirk Cousins and the Michael Penix thing, and he didn't hit on everything, but he didn't get to hire Arthur Smith. He was hired before, or Arthur Smith was hired before he ever became the GM. And then his one coaching hire was what ultimately did him in.
He didn't hire Raheem. Let's make that clear.
He didn't hire Raheem.
Terry Fontenot did not hire Raheem Morris. He was hired while Terry was the GM, but that wasn't Terry's choice.
No.
Okay. Well, either way, I still, even then, that goes right on top of what I'm saying. I feel like he didn't really get the chance.
I agree. Appreciate it.
But at the end of the day, I'm just going to give you a hypothetical. What if they're bringing him in as the president of football operations /GM, and he gets to make the head coaching hire as well?
Yeah, Norris, I threw that out there in the first segment. Yeah, it's possible.
That's a possibility. It definitely is. That's why that'd be
a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of responsibility for somebody who's never worked in a front office before.
Yeah, so it is a whole lot. And when you talk about that, but that goes back to who do you have as your guys,
your staff,
yeah. Because you gotta have somebody with some kind of experience in the front office. Well, not the business side,
sure.
Not somebody who knows this crap,
the football part of it,
the football,
just the rhythm of the calendar. Yep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be getting ready for this 3 months before it happens.
Yep.
Right now, because that's about to happen in March, and then this happens in July. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, because you remember when Terry got, I think it's the second year, he started bringing his people in.
Yeah, well, that's what I was about to say to you is in the last 5 years, Terry has sort of slowly replaced a lot of the scouting staff and a lot of, like, it's him. Like, it's all Terry Fontenot people that populate the football operation.
Right.
That's hard to just turn that over in one offseason.
Yes.
Like, you can't just get rid of all, I guess they could hire another search firm, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Because that took like 2 or 3 years in order for Terry to get all his people in there.
Yeah. So that's going to be the process if Matt Ryan is that.
Yeah. I like his point, though, which is kind of what we were getting at in a different way as far as this process of hire the general manager, work in collaboration with him to get the coach so everyone's on the same page. Terry Fontenot didn't get to hire a coach.
No, he did not.
Terry Fontenot got to work with two different coaches that were hired by
whoever
the people are that are sort of above him. I mean, pretty easy to sort of connect the dots between Raheem's previous stops, Raheem being here, who was in charge at Raheem's previous stops, and who is in charge here?
Yep.
Rich McKay, Tampa, and Atlanta. Like, pretty obvious.
Yes.
You were telling me you watched a great documentary about the Tampa years that sort of makes some of the Rich McKay stuff even more obvious.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It was really good and really telling about Rich McKay. Yeah.
Nothing bad at all.
I have a lot of respect for him. Yeah. I really do, for his contributions to this organization, Tampa, the damn NFL as a whole. Rich is one of those dudes. He's a made man. You know what I mean? And like we just said earlier, he's moved again, somewhere else, in another office, another title, and all these different things. But don't think that Arthur does not talk to that man.
He will.
He will.
Of course he will.
He will.
Of course he will. And I know Greg Beadles was promoted to the CEO and president of the Atlanta Falcons. He was just the football president for – look, I don't know. I mean, good for these guys for continuing to – add lines to their resume and probably get raises.
I agree.
It's great.
Mostly.
It'd be super cool if they'd start winning football games, though. You know what I mean? I covered a lot of different teams in multiple different places. I don't remember talking about team presidents and CEOs and titles and power structure very much.
What'd you know? GM, head coach.
Well, what I also knew is the teams were good. So we were talking about them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
For the most part.
Yes.
And we didn't start talking about this crap either until the last 5 years when everything went south.
Yep.
You know, nobody cared who was in charge when they were going to the NFC Championship game because they were good because they had a good quarterback, which is what they need to do now.
Yep.
Before any of the other stuff matters. But they have to hire other guys before they can get there. All right, Joey is in Carrollton. Hey, Joey.
Hey guys, first and foremost, happy Victory Monday, at least.
Thank you, Jimmy.
We got to win.
Yes.
So, gotta say that. I'll get right to it. You know, like the previous caller said, I'm a little hesitant on the Terry Fontenot fire. I understand he made some, you know, crazy moves here and there, but I really think he gave us one of the best drafts we've ever had as a franchise. But granted, he is responsible for other things like the depth, the kicking position, other things like that.
The
so
record.
I understand where that came from. Tough break for him.
Yeah.
I am on team, kind of glad to move away from Raheem Morris there. I feel like we do need a different position there. Credit to Arthur Blank for, you know, saying, hey, we need change. Everyone get out of here. We'll see how it all works out. But I just want to ask you guys real quick. Let's put you in the position of the GM, the possible Matt Ryan, president of operations here. You're looking at all those coaches out there right now who are available right now. Who do you want as the head coach for the Atlanta Falcons? That's all I just wanted to ask. Thank
all right,
you.
Thanks, Joey.
A good one.
Yeah, the one who's definitely going to win double-digit games and get him in the playoffs.
Yep.
I don't know.
Good one.
Like, I, you know, every coach gets hired because their resume is good,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
then 98% of them get fired.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I hope that the Falcons hire a coach that wins enough games to be here for certainly longer than 2 or 3
yes.
years.
Yes. So, yeah.
Even, I mean, what was Dan Quinn? Five,
yes.
maybe? 5.5 or something
yeah,
like that? 4.5,
right
5.5.
Yeah.
Like longer than that. What was Mike Smith? 6 or 7?
Somewhere
like that. Longer than that.
Yeah.
Like, and again, the reason why those guys are the longest tenured in this era is because they had a quarterback
yes.
who could play and win. And other obviously other good parts of the roster too, but I mean it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Like the best years of Falcons football.
When you have a good quarterback play.
Coincide with the best quarterbacks in Falcons.
Falcons history. Yeah. And so you got that's the most important thing is that get a guy who can coach. Get a guy who can win the games. I mean, all that is important, and it's not a guy out there that I can say that can do it more than another. It's just not.
And there will be guys that have track records of winning. Like Mike McCarthy is out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's won football games in the NFL.
Yeah.
And there'll be guys that are hot coordinators and maybe haven't coached in the league before, too.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know.
I know what I have as a preference, and that's just my preference of anything. I'd rather have somebody that's done it before.
Me too.
You know,
I would love to have somebody with a track record.
Yeah, I would love to have somebody that has done it. Not saying that, you know, these hot young coordinators can't do the job. We'll never say that. I just want a track record. I want somebody that can hit the ground running, that's not learning on the job.
Yeah, but I mean, just look at the playoffs this year. There's Liam Cohen's and there's Ben Johnson's who are in the playoffs, and there's Jim Harbaugh's and there's Mike Vrabel's.
It can
in
go
the playoffs.
Either way.
There's also obviously coaches that get hired and are fired or not in the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, Pete Carroll was in Vegas for less than a year. Can we just all collectively pretend that didn't happen?
Let's do that.
I know no one really cares.
Yeah, but I mean, they're
maybe
they're,
like I do, but
yeah, but got me a guy saving that job. Like, hey,
got
I mean,
a lot of affinity for Pete Carroll.
Yeah, I love Pete.
You know?
Yeah, but
he didn't go to Vegas.
No, he was just out.
What happens
out.
In Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
So it didn't happen.
Because Tom Brady's gonna have a bigger role.
That'll fix it.
Yeah, that will.
But wait, we can't make fun of great quarterbacks who don't have experience. Having bigger roles in franchises being the fix. If we're not going to make fun of this one. Nah, it's going to work for both. It's going to work for both, for sure. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for the calls. We'll get the phone lines open again at 1240. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.